and there's no more fear. We'll be here.
Paul Oba Ford and Stanton, serving you through many storms since 1965. Online at oba.com.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Today, morning rain gives way to a little bit of sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures able to top out in the mid to upper 70s.
It's 61 degrees at 5 a.m. here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsroom, it's local news first.
Shenandoah National Park is increasing recreational access. Beginning tomorrow, Skyline Drive and trails accessible from Skyline Drive will be open for daytime use.
William Kidd is among many across Virginia trying to get unemployment benefits. Kidd says he called the Virginia Unemployment Commission for help.
The person I spoke to said I did qualify, and they told me, you know, I told me I could apply.
He says they even gave him a weekly amount for which he was approved, but he says he still hasn't seen any money.
I'm trying to get answers as to what is the outstanding issue on the claim, but here again, you never get to talk to anybody.
The Virginia Employment Commission says most people who have not yet received their benefits have outstanding issues on their claim, which require further investigation into their eligibility.
The Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring has filed a brief with the court in a lawsuit, Curtin versus Virginia State Board of Elections. It's being heard in Alexandria. The question is to the constitutionality of allowing all eligible registered voters in Virginia to vote absentee using the reason of disability or illness because of the coronavirus pandemic. Herring's brief says the preliminary injunction sought by the plaintiffs, quote, could result in catastrophic consequences by making voting harder, disenfranchising tens of thousands of Virginians who fear for their health and safety would be compromised if they voted in person.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 62 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that says, with all deep feelings, thank you to the families who have given up loved ones in defense of our freedom this Memorial Day weekend. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Coronavirus is spreading in America, and I know we are all concerned. I'm Dr. Phil. Concern is understandable, but there's something you can do. Get the facts about practical ways to protect yourself and your loved ones, from cleaning your hands often to staying home if you're sick. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States. It takes all of us to combat coronavirus. Go to www.cdcfoundation.org to learn more about protecting yourself and your community.
We call them small businesses, but maybe we need a better name. Because it's these businesses that are powering America right now. A lot of them had to shut their doors, but many of them are still open on eBay, getting people the things they need. And in return, getting the business they need to keep going. Our small businesses are getting it done, keeping you and themselves thriving. And that's no small thing. eBay, where America's small businesses live.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. A federal appeals court gives Judge Emmett Sullivan until June 1st to rule on whether to dismiss charges against former National Security Advisor Mike